All right, we're back with more from the CCIM 2015 Commercial Real Estate Outlook Conference, and it's episode 300 for Freedom Business. We're here with George Ratu. He's the Director of Quantitative and Commercial Research for the National Association of Realtors. George, welcome to the show.
Thank you. Good to be here.
Now, you're from Washington, right?
Right.
Okay, so does that mean you're here to help? I mean, every time we see somebody from Washington, that's what they say, and I run for the hills. Now,
I don't blame you.
Give us a little preview. You're here to talk about the overall economic situation of the country. What is your view? Because we had the president on for his State of the Union. It sounded like things were going pretty good.
Well, the president obviously is always in a position to take good credit for whatever happens in the economy, as
well,
presidents
I don't think
generally
they have,
do.
Yeah, I don't think they have much impact, really. It's just that they have they steward the ship, whatever.
Right.
So what do you see in the overall real estate market? What are some of the things you're going to share with the CCIMs when you make your talk later on?
Well, actually, I have good news.
Oh,
and,
great.
And I say that because I was here 2 years ago. And the markets at that time were in a recovery period. And what I'm seeing this year, at least for commercial, is moving beyond recovery and into expansion.
Oh, well, that sounds great. At the beginning of the recession, somebody asked me when I thought the market would start turning around. I said 6 to 8 months after jobs started to recover. Mm. So I think we're seeing a good, strong recovery, at least on an unemployment basis. But what do you think about the weakness in overall household income? Do you think that's going to be a drag on the economy?
Well, I think that has been a main drag on the economy. I mean, people focus a lot on the fact that inflation is low and the fact that it's not likely to rise despite expectations over the last few years. But the downside of that is that it also signals that wage growth has been stagnant. In fact, looking over the last 30 years, it has fallen. So right now, with the slight tightening of the labor markets, we are expecting 2015 to be the first year in which we're going to see an uptick, a modest uptick in wage growth, but obviously until that starts rising substantially, it's going to continue to act as a drag.
Wow. Now, I guess you focus strictly on commercial then. What do you see on the trend for office space to require less square footage per person? Are you seeing that's continuing to be a trend?
Oh, absolutely. In fact, looking even over the last 10, 15 years, the trend towards smaller footprint has been accelerated, if anything. In addition, what we're seeing is the emergence of the flexible work concept where nobody has an assigned desk.
Right.
Rather, you have a sort of an office hoteling where you come, plop a desk, use it for the day, move on, or remote work combined with that. So I think looking at the fundamentals of the office space, they are well reflected. We're looking at vacancy rates still around 16% nationally. So in terms of recovery, probably office has had the slowest recovery curve of the four.
And suburban versus downtown CBD, suburban's a little slower?
That's very much the case. CBD has recovered fairly well, especially with companies and a lot of millennials looking at downtown cores as sort of the place to be. Suburban is still obviously lagging.
And now let's talk a little bit about the evolution in retail. We're just coming out of the holiday season. We saw increase in percentage of overall sales on the internet year over year again, and I believe it's having an impact on retailers. I know one of my clients has totally repositioned his project. It used to be a big box center. Now he's looking at doing residential. What do you see as far as a trend in consolidation in the retail market?
Well, retail has obviously had quite a shakeup. The recovery hit it pretty hard. We had several high-profile bankruptcies at the time, which dumped a lot of space on the market. And to your point, you're absolutely right. E-commerce has, in a sense, become a mainstay in the retail environment, which means a lot less retail space actually being demanded by retailers, because the whole concept of showcasing your goods in a store but then selling most of your volume online has, in a sense, become a market maker. So I see that going forward remaining sort of a trend in the market.
Well, I believe that that's going to have a significant impact on the type of retail you see developed, and it'll be increasingly difficult to backfill these large retail boxes. And you were talking about the change in retail, so it sounds to me like what you'll need in these shopping centers is then more destination retailers like the pet supermarkets of the world, things that you can't really do online. And we're seeing a change in the types of inline tenants. We're also seeing a decline in inline tenants. What are you seeing?
Well, interestingly enough, since you mentioned I come from the DC area, there are several traditional malls in the DC area that, due to the decline in demand for retail space, have actually had to reposition themselves. One aspect where we're seeing is they've turned into a commuter center. So we still have some retail anchors, like Target, for example, but the rest of the space is configured around mass transit, like Metro in the case of DC. In addition, there's another project right now in the works of transforming one of the regional malls in the area into a living center, where some of the space will be turned into apartments with a few anchor tenants. But again, conversion of retail into a multi-purpose seems to be very much...
Oh, yeah. I know a lot of my clients that do apartment rentals have been looking at the periphery of some of the other shopping centers. And one of my clients specifically has been buying some of the A malls and starting to reposition them too. And I got to believe that the coming decade, it's going to be all about TOD, transit-oriented development. What do you think?
I think there's a lot of traction towards that. Obviously, we've had government support since we started the session with that. We've had government support towards public transit. So I think at least for the next year or two, we're going to continue hearing about that. But I think ultimately that it's likely to continue. We'll see what the impact of the lower oil price is going to have on that.
Yeah, I was talking to somebody about the impact of lower oil prices, specifically as far as developing in the Texas area, multifamily. It was interesting to hear how some of the markets are more oil dependent than others. And I guess across the country, we've seen an uptick in places like Pittsburgh, where it was focused on shale oil, as we're under economic assault. Oh my God, I just said it. We never talk politics on this show. From the Mideast oil producers. Hopefully that won't have too much of a detrimental effect. We've only got about a minute left. What's a good takeaway that people can have that you're going to talk about here at the show here?
Well, at least in terms of commercial real estate, the main positive for me has been an easement in lending conditions. And I think that's very important, particularly in secondary and tertiary markets, where a lot of practitioners are alive and where the pain was felt the strongest. We've seen banks loosen underwriting standards. We've seen credit flow. And more importantly, the sources of lending have broadened across the market spectrum.
Well, it sounds like capital's there. It sounds like the economy is beginning to revive. It sounds like you see a good year in 2015 for commercial real estate.
I certainly do.
Well, that's great. Listen, I want to thank you, George. George Ratu, did I at least say it right?
Absolutely.
All right. High five to me for that. He's the Director of Quantitative and Commercial Research at the National Association of Realtors. He's here to be the keynote speaker for the 2015 CCIM Commercial Real Estate Outlook Conference. I want to thank you so much for joining us today, George.
Thank you.
All right, we'll be back with more from the CCIM conference here on the 300th show of Freedom Business. We'll be back after this.